Every month, your body sends you messages, subtle shifts in energy, mood changes that seem to arrive from nowhere, skin that suddenly rebels. For decades, we've been taught these signals are problems to suppress rather than wisdom to decode. Yet, what if the very solution prescribed to fix these natural rhythms has been quietly rewriting your body's operating system? The pill revolutionized women's autonomy over reproduction, but its unspoken legacy involves a complex trade-off that millions of women are only now beginning to understand. This isn't about demonizing birth control. It's about honoring the right to informed consent in a medical landscape where women's concerns have historically been dismissed as overreactions. We've been sold a narrative that our bodies are problems requiring pharmaceutical solutions, that our natural cycles are inconveniences to be suppressed. But what if the monthly ebb and flow of hormones isn't a design flaw, but rather elegant wisdom? The pill offered unprecedented reproductive freedom, and that matters profoundly. Yet freedom also means the right to understand what we're putting into our bodies and the potential long-term consequences. Your menstrual cycle isn't just a reproductive function, it's your fifth vital sign, as revealing about your overall health as your pulse or blood pressure. Your natural menstrual cycle orchestrates a hormonal symphony. Around day 8, estrogen rises like violins gaining momentum. By days 9 and 10, testosterone joins in, elevating libido before ovulation's crescendo. After this peak, progesterone enters like cellos, creating a calming undertone that either prepares for pregnancy or winds down toward menstruation. This dance influences mood, energy, sleep, and attraction. Research shows naturally cycling women prefer partners with different immune system genes, an evolutionary mechanism ensuring robust offspring. Women on the pill shift toward genetically similar men, as if their bodies believe they're pregnant and seeking familial support. The pill replaces this symphony with a single flat note. Constant synthetic hormones suppress the pituitary's natural signals, preventing ovulation entirely. That monthly bleed? Merely withdrawal bleeding, not a true period. While preventing pregnancy, it masks conditions like endometriosis or thyroid disorders. Your period tells a story. Heavy flows might signal fibroids or iron deficiency. Light periods often indicate low estrogen. Intense cramps may point to endometriosis. Irregular cycles might stem from stress, PCOS, or thyroid issues. Short cycles suggest progesterone deficiency. Angela stopped taking the pill to start a family. 2 years passed. No period, no explanation. She had post-birth control syndrome, affecting up to 40% of women after quitting hormonal contraceptives, yet rarely mentioned by doctors. Symptoms emerge within 4 to 6 months. Absent periods, infertility, PCOS-like symptoms, thyroid dysfunction, gut problems, even autoimmune conditions. The pill severs brain-ovary communication. Reconnection takes up to 9 months. Meanwhile, it depletes vital nutrients, B6, magnesium, zinc, while raising inflammation, stressing adrenal and thyroid glands, disrupting insulin regulation, and altering gut microbiome. Your liver processes excess estrogen into 3 metabolites, beneficial 2-OHE1 and problematic 4-OHE1 and 16-OHE1, linked to breast tenderness and cancer risk. The pill stresses your liver, quadruple sex hormone binding globulin within 6 months, causing lasting libido issues, and can cause benign liver tumors with bleeding or rupture risks. It also inflames your gut, allowing harmful bacteria to flourish. Compromised gut function recirculates estrogen, causing bloating, cramping, heavy periods, and intensified PMS. Pill users face 300% increased risk of Crohn's disease. The pill sabotages your thyroid through 3 mechanisms: depleting nutrients needed for hormone production, increasing binding proteins that trap hormones away from cells, and triggering inflammation that converts active thyroid hormone into reverse T3, a hibernation signal, causing fat storage and crushing fatigue. Over 27 million Americans have thyroid disease, with more than half undiagnosed, and women are 5 to 8 times more likely than men to develop these conditions. Your ovaries, adrenals, and thyroid form the OAT axis, an interconnected system like a three-legged stool where weakness in one leg collapses the entire structure. The pill disrupts this by replacing natural ovarian function with synthetic hormones while creating inflammation that scrambles brain-adrenal communication. Callie saw 10 dismissive doctors before finding answers. Her fatigue, anxiety, joint pain, and constipation stemmed from the pill's effects, stress-induced digestive problems, adrenal imbalance, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and gut dysfunction. Within 6 months of addressing root causes, stopping the pill, using adaptogenic herbs, supporting her thyroid with selenium and iodine, and healing her gut, her symptoms resolved. The cardiovascular risks are equally alarming. The pill elevates cholesterol, raises LDL, lowers protective HDL, and increases triglycerides. Women aged 20 through 44 on the pill face a 1 in 2,000 chance of hospitalization for blood clots versus 1 in 20,000 for non-users, clots that can cause pulmonary embolism, deep vein thrombosis, and stroke. The pill also increases risk for breast, cervical, liver, and brain cancers, with a study of 1.8 million women finding 20% higher breast cancer risk among hormonal contraceptive users. Women reporting mood changes on the pill were long dismissed as psychosomatic. Research now validates their experience. A 13-year study of over 1 million women found combination pill users were 23% more likely to need antidepressants, while teens faced an 80% higher depression risk. Young women on hormonal contraceptives have 3 times the suicide risk of non-users, peaking in the first 2 months. The mechanism is multifaceted. The pill depletes brain essential nutrients, lowers testosterone, disrupts thyroid and adrenal function, and alters the microbiome. A key culprit is tryptophan metabolism. Instead of converting to mood-boosting serotonin, pill-induced inflammation shifts tryptophan toward harmful quinolinic acid production. Anxiety management suffers similarly. Post-ovulation progesterone normally stimulates GABA receptors that quiet stress neurotransmitters. The pill prevents ovulation, eliminating natural progesterone while causing inflammation. It depletes magnesium, B vitamins, zinc, and omega-3s, all critical for mood regulation, while compromising gut health where significant serotonin is produced. The irony, a medication meant to provide peace of mind, may be undermining your mental health. The pill often kills libido entirely, yet women typically blame themselves or their relationships rather than their contraception. Studies show pill users experience 32% more sexual dysfunction through suppressed testosterone and elevated sex hormone binding globulin. Most alarmingly, SHBG levels can remain 4 times normal after discontinuation and may never normalize. Long-term synthetic estrogen exposure could permanently alter gene expression, affecting libido for life. The pill seriously impacts fertility. A 2015 Danish study found 19% lower anti-Müllerian hormone levels and 18% fewer early-stage follicles in pill users, key ovarian reserve indicators. The pill physically shrinks ovaries, making them appear older, with longer conception times correlating with pill duration. Thinned endometrial lining may cause implantation failure and miscarriage. A 2018 study of 1.1 million children found increased childhood leukemia risk when mothers used combined pills within 6 months before conception. Wait at least 3 months, ideally 6 to 12, before conception. Since eggs take 90 days to mature, your body needs time to rebuild nutrients and resolve imbalances. This isn't just about you, it's about giving your future children the healthiest possible start. The 30-Day Brighten Program resets energy, mood, and hormones through diet, supplements, and lifestyle changes, whether you're on birth control, transitioning off, or already discontinued. Begin with a 2-week liver detox. Eat beets, leafy greens, and cruciferous vegetables while eliminating sugar, alcohol, and inflammatory fats. Add milk thistle, glutathione, and calcium D-glucarate to prevent harmful metabolite buildup causing headaches and fatigue. Food signals safety. When secure, your body ovulates. Eat whole foods with abundant vegetables, protein for liver detox, and healthy fats for blood sugar and hormone production. Exercise 30 minutes 5 days weekly. Prioritize sleep. Dim lights after 8 p.m., wear amber glasses 2 hours before bed, sleep in complete darkness below 70°F, get 8+ hours starting before 10 p.m., and expose yourself to morning light. After 30 days, reintroduce foods carefully, caffeine first, then dairy, soy, and grains, monitoring reactions between each. Expect better-fitting clothes, easier periods, improved energy and sleep, enhanced skin and hair, better digestion with fewer cravings, improved mood and stress management, and increased libido. Your body has been speaking to you. Are you ready to listen?